Praise the Lord, everybody. Y cuantos dicen gloria a Dios. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord again today. I appreciate him. Have some good news for you today. You have a friend. Amen. I said you have a friend. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. But you have a friend. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. How can one be warm alone? But you have a friend. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. But you have a friend. Amen. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I have a friend. I have a friend. Amen. Amen. You have a friend, and I want to talk to you today about that friend. God bless you, and you may be seated. The Bible in the book of Genesis said, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. God saw that it was not good for human beings to be alone. People were not created to be by themselves. People were made to be in community. And it's vital, it's important that we are. So God created for man a mate that was compatible with him. When you have a friend, you have somebody to share. Amen. You know, it's good to have somebody that you can tell good news to. It's kind of sad to get a promotion and not be able to tell anybody. Amen. It'd be real sad that if you receive the Holy Ghost and you couldn't tell anybody. It's good when you have good news to have somebody to share it with. The Bible said that Andrew, when he found Jesus, he was so excited, and he ran and he told his brother, he said, we have found the Messiah. Amen. And I know when I got the Holy Ghost at youth camp in Amarillo, Texas, and boy, the first thing I wanted to do was tell somebody. Amen. I went to the telephone, and back in those days, you didn't have a cell phone, you know. So I went to the old-fashioned, and I called my mama. Amen. And I said, hey, Mom, guess what happened to me? I got the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. And I could hear shouting on the other end of the telephone. Amen. Good news. It's good to have somebody to share good news with. It's good to have somebody to share bad news with. Amen. It's bad to have to hear bad news all by yourself. Amen. But when you've got somebody that you can just tell your troubles to, amen, it seems to help a little bit. Seems that just if I can just tell somebody. Amen. Let me encourage you today. Be a good listener. I don't know what to say. Good, I'm glad. I hate to tell somebody bad news that has all the answers. I don't want your answer. I just want you to listen. I just want you to care. I'm not looking for a solution here because you don't have one. Amen. Praise God. Most of the time, we know just as well as anybody else what the answer is. Sometimes we just need to tell somebody about bad news. And so be a friend. Just sit there and listen and don't say, well, that's nothing, brother. I slap you upside the head. No, not really. But you want to, right? Huh? Amen. And tell you what, you won't tell them anymore. Amen. Praise God. You're going to find that person that'll just listen. Maybe cry with you a little bit, put their arms around you, and give you a big old hug and say, hey, brother, praying for you. Somehow it's going to be all right. Amen. That's what you want to hear when you have bad news. And so thank God for a friend. When I have bad news, I read a story some years ago about POWs, Vietnam War, and they were in prisons, the Hanoi Hilton, they called it. And you know what they missed more than anything else? They missed friends, being able to talk to somebody in a cell all by themselves. And so they devised a system of taps, and they could communicate tapping on the wall. And they compiled, of all things, they compiled a songbook. And it was not a latest hits of the 60s and 70s songbook. It was a Christian songbook. It was Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Amen. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus just to take him at his word. And so they put all those songs of hope that had fed their faith and strengthened their souls down to the ages. And they did that by tapping on a wall. Amen. And somebody would say, oh, I remember the second line. And he'd give what he knew. And another one would say, yeah, and I remember this. And he'd tap it out. And they actually compiled a songbook so they could sing their songs. And that's how they made it through long, dark nights, because they had a friend on the other side of the wall that knew just a little bit of maybe what they didn't know. And so a friend will help you. It's great to have somebody that you can share things with. It's good to have somebody that'll help you to bear your burdens. Amen. The Bible says that if there are two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Most of the time, well, I remember a guy, he said, he hired a young boy to work for him, and he said, I got a friend. Would you like to hire him? He said, no. He said, as long as you, I have one boy. If I hire your friend, I'll have half a boy. Because he knew they'd spend more time talking than they did working. I've had that experience, you. Amen. Praise God. That's not what you want. But when you really get two workers together, you can get twice as much done. You have a better reward for your labor. You have somebody to bear, somebody to help you. Amen. How many times have you wished you had another hand? Have you ever been in that situation? How many of you got both hands full and you just wish you at least had a tail or something? Anything right now, I'm in a bind here. And then at about that time, a friend walks up and you say, hey, brother, could you give me a hand down here? Hey, man, it helps to have somebody to bear in a situation. And you can't do everything by yourself. Sometimes you just got to have another hand. Amen. Praise God. And then we need somebody to help us. And this next verse said, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Brother Fry, I'm so sorry. I couldn't be there to help you out, brother. Brother Fry took a spiel, and I was off in Mississippi when I got his text that he needed help. And boy, I felt so bad. Felt so bad because he needed a hand and I couldn't be there. But he did have a friend that was there. His name was Jesus, and he was watching right over him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Even when you feel like you're alone, you have a friend. Amen. Somebody to help you up. Amen. When you just don't feel like you can make it any further all by yourself. I have always loved this story. There was a man inebriated walking through a graveyard late at night. It had just rained. He walked past a freshly dug grave, and he slipped on the mud and fell in. He cried, he screamed, he hollered, he tried to climb out, he couldn't get out. Finally, he resigned himself just to sit over on the side and wait till the morning somebody could come and help him out. Would you believe another inebriated man walking through the graveyard late at night, walked by the same place, followed the same footsteps, fell down in the same hole, cried the same cries, tried the same way, and all of a sudden he hears a voice from the grave saying, "You can't get out of here," and he did. What was the difference? Motivation. Amen. Sometimes just another voice. When you fall, somebody can help you up. Amen. I've actually done things before because somebody told me I couldn't do it. My sweet little wife, she's always telling me. I have this thing about, if I make up my mind to park somewhere, I'm going to park there. I may have to back out because I can't get my door open, but I'm going to park there. And I don't know how, why she hasn't learned and why I haven't learned, but I come to these places and she says, "You can't get in there." Yeah, all right. We may have a half inch left on each side, but we're going to get in here. Then I'm going to have to back out and find another place, but I'm getting in here because you just said I couldn't. Now, ladies, you won't ever figure that out. I'm a man, that's why. There's no logic to it. Amen. It's just the way we're put together. We're wired different. Amen. Praise God. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Just don't tell me I can't. I'll show you I can. Or die trying. Amen. So it's sometimes even negative helps a little bit. Just having somebody there. You know, like the guy stopped at the, you know, he's a truck driver. He stopped and he went into the restaurant. He sat down and he said, "I want my toast burned. I want my eggs crisp. And I want my coffee black and strong." And he said, "And then sit down and nag me. I'm homesick." just somebody, some voice from somebody. Somebody help me. Amen. We don't like being by ourselves. And we need help today. Somebody to help us up. Somebody to bear. Amen. Praise God. The verse, there's a verse in the book of Galatians. Amen. The chapter 6, verse 2 said, "Bear you one another's burdens." Bear you one another's burdens. Amen. Praise God. It's important that we help one another. Hallelujah. Amen. I think it's, thank God for some burden bearers around here. I think often about that man in the Bible. It said that there was a man and he was carried daily and laid it at the gate. Somebody carried that man every day. Somebody faithfully carried him. Some of you, the only reason you're here today is because somebody has carried you. Service after service, your name has been called and you have been prayed for and somebody's been carrying you for a long time. It's time for you to start doing some carrying yourself. Amen. It's time for you to step up and take some responsibility and say, "Now it's my turn. Somebody's been praying for me. It's time for me to get my shoulder under the load. And it's time for me to carry a burden around here and help somebody else because I have been helped so very much throughout my experience." Amen. So the Bible said, "Bear one another's burdens." Amen. "And so fulfill the law of Christ." Did Jesus say that? He did, didn't he? Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, if somebody compels you to go a mile with him, he said, go 2 miles. Amen. Don't just go one. Say, "But brother, okay, that's what you need. I'll even do this. I'll not only mow the lawn, I'll trim it." Amen. Praise God. "I'm going to go the second mile. I'll do a little bit more than you ask." Boy, do we need some people like that in the world today, right? Amen. We need some folks around today that said, "Okay, pastor, I'll not only do that, but I'll do this." Amen. We need some pastors that'll say, "I'll not only do that, but I'll do this." Amen. Praise God. And so we help one another. It's important that we do that. Amen. And the Bible said, if two lie together, one has and they have heat, but if one, how can one be warm alone? Well, it's just that there's something about that closeness, that fellowship. Warmth. Now, if you've ever been really, really cold, you know what that's talking about. I mean, right here in the, you know, in the beginning of June, we're not too worried about something like that. But you let it get real cold, and you start looking for comfort. Amen. Body heat. Do you know one of the reasons it gets so hot in summer is because all these bodies in here raise the temperature. Amen. So it's already hot. Now, don't stay home because I said that. We want you here. Bring some more. If we have to, we'll get some more air conditioning. But don't you stay home. We need your heat here. Amen. So bring your body. We need you to come. Amen. Well, Pastor, I'm sleepy. Well, that's all right. You can sleep here just as good as you can at home. So come on. Maybe better. Amen. My fellowship's important. I don't know if you read this years ago. There was a book back in the 70s, was it? 80s? There was a book about the Andes survivors. There was a plane that crashed up in the Chilean mountains, way up in the Andes. And there was a soccer team on that plane, and some of them survived. And it's a tragic story, very tragic story. But it talked about their survival, how they survived, and literally ate some of the bodies of the dead. I know that's a horrible thing to think about, but they of all things, these men were Catholic, and they thought about the body of Christ and how that when they come to communion, you know, they take communion and they teach that's literally the body of Christ. They say, what's the difference in, you know, eating the body of Christ and eating my dead brother over here? So but they survive doing that. And you know, who knows how you'd survive, honestly. You don't know till you're in a situation sometimes. You have thoughts, but sometimes you don't know exactly what would have to happen. But they survived that. And it would in the daytime, it was fine. They could go about their business. When it got night, they all crowded into a fuselage of the airplane, and they would get as close together as they could to survive the cold night on the mountain. Now, they may fuss in the daytime. They may have arguments in the daytime. But at night, they had close fellowship because they had to survive. It was necessary. If they got off by themselves, they'd freeze to death. But huddling together, they could make it through the night and until the next day. Amen. And so there's something about fellowship. You don't want to be off by yourself. God did not save us to be lone rangers. Lone rangers look good riding off in the sunset and their silhouette, against the sun. My, that looks heroic and marvelous, doesn't it? But it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help anybody. It's your brother that's standing by your side. It's your sister that's walking with you day after day. Those are the true heroes, not the ones that ride off in the sunset and look good. Amen. Praise God. We've said this before. I want to say this again. You see, if this brick right here was laying outside somewhere, and we got a stack of them somewhere, and we pick them up all the time, right? But this brick would be real easy just to haul off, do whatever you want to with it. But you won't take this one out now, not without a whole lot of trouble. Amen. Because it's part of this wall, because it's surrounded by other bricks. And it's protected because it's part of a community. It's part of a wall. And in your Christianity, you don't want to be off by yourself stranded. We feel that way, don't we? Uh-huh. Now don't raise your hand here. Don't want anybody to raise their hand. But do you ever feel like that? Don't want nobody. Don't need nobody. I can make it all by myself. Some of you are smiling. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? You pouty little thing, you. Go off having you a pity party. Isn't it great being human? That's why I get to preach to you, because I'm one too. Amen. And so, but we feel that way. So I'm all by myself. I don't need nobody. I make it. Amen. And we get that kind of idea. And when you do that, you're very vulnerable. And many people fall away from God because of that. They get that lone ranger syndrome, and they go off by themselves. I don't need nobody. Don't need the church. Don't need no pastor. Don't need nobody tell me nothing. I'm just me and Jesus. We can make it all. Got our own thing going. Are you sure it's Jesus and you've got thing going? Amen. Maybe a different Jesus. Amen. But people do that. They get that attitude and that idea by myself. I could do it. Amen. That's not what we need. We need a body, folks. We're part of a body. God put us in a body. Amen. And I've said this before, but it's a good illustration. Have you ever tried to hug a porcupine? How do you do that? You do it when his quills are down. You do it when he's real calm and there's not any noise. You don't want any surprises when you're hugging a porcupine. Amen. But some people get that porcupine attitude and syndrome, don't they? I've known people like that. Not in church, of course, but I've known people like that. That go around and they got their quills up. Don't nobody love me and don't you dare try. You know, it's like they're so sticky. You can't get close to them. Amen. And then they get cold enough, guess what? They'll let their quills down. And they're going to say, somebody please hug me. I'm cold out here by myself. Amen. Well, I got to go on. I could preach a little more about that, but I won't. Amen. And then I love this next verse. It says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. Amen. Brother Bacon talked about that this morning. You can fight with your brothers and sisters, but nobody else better pick on them. Amen. I may be my brother's punching bag, but nobody else better punch me. Amen. Because there's going to be trouble if you do. Amen. Praise God. Because one may prevail, but somebody, their brother comes alongside and helps. And when he does, there's a magical component that comes into play. It's called synergy. And that doesn't mean that your strength's not just double, but it's actually multiplied. Amen. Praise God. I read somewhere, and I don't remember the exact figures. I wish I could remember, but they say that if you have two horses and one can pull 1,000 pounds, and you put two together, they don't pull 2,000 pounds. They can pull 10,000 pounds. That doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't seem like it ought to be that way. It shouldn't be that much. But there's something, that's the principle of synergy, and that's just how it works. And that's how it works in the church. Amen. Deuteronomy 32 and 30 said, how shall one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? Not just double, but five times as much. That's what I'm talking about. When your brother shows up, amen, and you feel like you can't do it by yourself, but somebody comes up, strength comes into you, and joy comes into you, and love comes into you, and peace comes into your heart, and suddenly you're stronger than you were before, and you don't just have your strength, but now you got the strength of your friend. Amen. And I'm telling you today, you have a friend, amen, that loves you. Amen. There's nobody like this friend. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I heard a story when I was a young person years ago, and I think it's marvelous, and it really happened. There was a lady in a service here in the United States of America, and she saw a missionary. Now, she was here in a vision, if you will. She saw a missionary. And she saw these men that were about to attack him and rob him. And she prayed. And God sent protection. When that missionary got out of that service, he went his way. And nothing happened to him. A little later in a meeting, a man received the Holy Ghost in his ministry. And he told him, he said, do you remember such and such time? And such place, he said, I do. He said, I was with a group of men, and we were going to beat you and rob you when you come by that place. He said, but when you came by, you were surrounded by these men, and we couldn't touch you. And he said, really? I was by myself. He said, oh, no, you were not. There were people all around you. And he was puzzled. So he came home, and on his deputation, he told that story. And after service, that lady came up to him, and she said, brother, when was that? And he related the time when it was, and the lady said, you know, she said, I was in a service here, and I saw you, and I saw you about to be robbed, and I prayed for you. Amen. And she said, and you were surrounded by the angels of the Lord. Amen. And so you see, that's what I'm talking about when you have a friend. You may not see him, you may not feel him, but that's why you need to be part of a body. Amen. Because God can touch somebody's heart thousands of miles away from where you are. And in a place of prayer, that individual can touch heaven for you. And God can send down his protective angels and encamp around about you and deliver you just like he did that missionary. It's important that you have a friend. It matters that you have a friend. It matters that you're not alone. Amen. Praise God. So you have a friend. And I'm closing with this. The last portion that says, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. We've said this in illustrations of the past, but you know, three folds, that's Jesus, others, and you. And that spells joy, by the way. Amen. But that's the threefold cord, is Jesus and others and you. Amen. When you've got that, that's an unbeatable combination. Brother Dickerson, nobody can break that band. Nobody. The devil can't break it. People can't break it. If you'll stay, we used to sing a song back in the 80s that said, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus, wrapped up. Isn't that a great song? Tied up, tangled up in Jesus, I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Lord. Now, that's a great doctrine right there. But anyway, praise God. We sing some neat songs around through the ages. But that's it. That's a good one right there. Amen. If you're wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, amen, you're going to stay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so a threefold cord, Jesus, others, your brothers, and you. That's an unbeatable combination. Nobody can break it. Nobody can break it. Praise God. It's stronger than anything you'll ever know or ever need. Let's stand together today. I want you to know that you have a friend, and his name is Jesus. Sometimes we feel like, we've all been there, even though you do and you know you do, sometimes you don't feel like you have a friend in the world. Sometimes you know they do, but sometimes you feel like nobody really cares and nobody really knows. Amen. But I'm telling you today, you have a friend. You have your friend called Jesus, and you also have your brothers and your sisters. Amen. You're not alone. You're not alone. Praise God. You're not alone. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not alone. Amen. I would like to recommend that you would become better friends today with this Jesus that I'm talking about. Perhaps you know him, but he'd like to know you better. And he would like for you to get acquainted with him. So if you don't know him yet, truly, as your Lord and Savior of your life, it'd be a good time to make that acquaintance. If you know him as a historical figure, something the preacher talks about, that's good. But you need to know him personally today. You need to let him wrap his arms around you and literally fill you with his sweet spirit until you become one with him. Amen. Praise God. And I'd like to open up this altar today and invite you to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or if you just feel lonely today, that's all right. You just need a heavenly hug. This is a good time for heaven to reach down and embrace you. Amen. And let you feel the strength one more time of the loving arms of the Lord. As he says, all right, son, I know it seems long and dark, but I'm with you. And you're going to make it through. Amen. You're going to make it through. There's not any enemy that we cannot defeat as we're walking together. Praise God. There's not any mountain that's too tall. There's not any valley that's too wide. There's not any ocean that's too deep. Amen. We're gonna make it through. I'm gonna see you through. We're gonna make it over. Hallelujah. Because you have a friend.